Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. I invite you to leave your daily burdens at the door, open your minds and hearts, and be fully present for this time of fellowship and spiritual re-energizing. I'm Reverend Christy Anderson, the commissioned lay leader of this congregation. I'm joined by today's worship leader, Justin Chekai, who also serves as one of our church's worship associates.
Today, we celebrate the unique and random gift that is each one of us. Sometimes we overlook the improbability of our existence, but we should never overlook our special talents or abilities that make us awesome. And so we light this chalice with these words of inspiration. A young boy declared, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world," as he threw the baseball up in the air and he swung. He missed the ball. With determination, he repeated, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world." And once again, he swung the bat and missed the ball. The boy planted his feet firmly on the ground and announced with conviction, "I'm the world's greatest hitter." He missed the ball again and declared, "Obviously, I'm the world's greatest pitcher." What if there were a universe, a cosmos, which began in shining blackness, out of nothing, out of fire, out of a single silent breath? And into it came billions and billions of stars, stars beyond imagining. And near one of them, a blue-green world, so beautiful that learned clergymen could not even speak about it coherently. And brilliant scientists with their physics and their mathematics, their empirical impressionistic musing, and trying to describe it would begin to sound like poets. What if there were a universe in which a world was born out of a smallish star? And into that world, at some point, flew red-winged blackbirds, and into it swam sperm whales, and into it bloomed crocuses, and into it blew the wind to lift the tiniest hairs on naked arms in spring. And into it, at some point, grew onions out of soil, and in went Mount Everest, and also the coyote that we've spotted in the woods about a mile from here, just after sunrise when the moon is full. Into that world came animals and elements and plants and imagination and the mind and the mind's eye. If such a universe existed and you noticed it, what would you do? What song would come out of your mouth? What prayer? What praises? What sacred offering? What whirling dance? What religion? What reverential gesture would you make to greet that world every single day that you were in it?
As is the tradition in this church, we join in a shared silence in order to provide an opportunity for personal prayer, meditation, and reflection. I invite you to relax your body, slow your breathing, and bask in the warmth of fellowship as we take a few moments to embrace the silence. Each week, we take time to honor our church family and bring to mind the others in our lives for whom we care. Let us join together now in celebration of our joys and in solemn recognition of our sorrows and losses. For the joys and sorrows that you would like to share with the congregation, I invite you to name aloud those for whom you are joyous, or those who need our loving support. Let us enter into a time of prayer. Spirit of life and love, open our hearts as we remember the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the storm that devastated the Gulf Coast and extinguished over 1,800 lives. With heavy hearts, we recall agonizing scenes of the struggle for survival, momentous loss, human suffering, and paralyzed government. We were inundated with images reflecting the worst traits of humans. Let us also remember the magnitude of courage, compassion, and generosity demonstrated by our fellow citizens. Let us be mindful that despite the human frailties exposed by the weight of tragedy, the goodness of the human spirit will indeed rise up. May we have faith that where there is pain, hurt, and anger, in time, the healing touch of love will nurture our journey toward wholeness. May it be so. Amen. Relaxing on a human jungle gym net made of recycled tires, a 7-ish-year-old boy materializes and is climbing all around me, abound with energy, weaving his little body in and out of the tire circles. A miniature Peter Pan Tarzan hybrid with yellow hair and no shirt. I think to myself, how cool this kid is, and we share glances and giggles. A few minutes of this passes before the boy looks me straight in the eye and teaches me one of the most epic life lessons. He says in the most confident and manner of a fact tone, "I'm awesome. I'm awesome, I'm awesome, I'm awesome." He repeats as a song of sorts, wriggling back and forth as kids do. It was a fact. This boy was awesome. He knew it with not one doubt in his brain. My mind was blown. So simple, yet so profound. His confidence rocked my world. We are awesome. Why is it so easy to get jumbled up in mind stuff and forget? My fairy Tarzan angel frittered away someplace to continue a life of awesome and left me thinking about my, quote, "I am blank" statements and what they are and how I define myself. These statements construct our reality. They are powerful spells that create what is to come. I invite you to consider what, quote, "I am blank" statements you choose to run your life by. Today, I am wonder. I am kind. I am abundant. I often think of this boy when I'm feeling low or down on myself, indulging various negative "I am blank" default statements like, "I'm not good enough," "I am afraid," "I am unworthy," etc., etc. He reminds me that these things are not even true. He nudges me to pick myself up and remember that I am awesome.
I have to share a brief story with you before I get to the goods of this sermon. Back when services were being planned for Melissa's absence, I was asked if I would be interested in leading a service. It was something that I had never done before, having only served as a worship associate, and it sounded like a fun challenge. So I agreed. I was asked to complete a sort of questionnaire, which was required for all lay-led services. I completed the questionnaire and sent it in. I don't remember writing much exactly, except under the part for "What is your service about?" I wrote, "You are awesome." Just 3 words. A few days later, I received an email containing the responses from all of those who had filled out the questionnaire. Everyone who had submitted the questionnaire also had in-depth descriptions about their services. Having never done this before, I was a little embarrassed by my 3-word description, and I immediately emailed Lori. I told her I could write something up for everyone to review, something with a little more substance. She wrote me back and said, "Go with 'you are awesome.'" Her one-sentence response to my 3-word description put me at ease. A room full of people read my seemingly brief questionnaire and thought it was important enough for you to know that you are awesome without any additional details. And now that we are here, I don't think anything more than those three little words would have been necessary. Now, so I wish I could stop here and tell you that you're awesome and then you just believe me, but even I forget this simple fact from time to time. A fact which, for me, was very hard to ignore this week when people were texting me and emailing me asking me why the UU Church of Kent thinks you're so awesome. I'm not sure if you've seen the message board out front, but it simply says, "You are awesome, Justin. Check out." Needless to say, this led to a big hullabaloo among my personal and professional friends who may not know everything about me. But so back to the point. When Christy and I first met to discuss the service, she had asked if the focus was about how the miracle of life is awesome or if how each individual is awesome. We left the meeting deciding that to go in both directions would be too complicated. However, after much reflection, I realized that I wanted to combine the two as I feel they're directly related to what I'm trying to express. The miracle of your life is awesome, and therefore you are awesome by default. So congratulations. I would like to start by focusing on the miracle of you being awesome on the largest scale possible. For those of you who know me or have heard me speak, you know that I'm deeply passionate about the universe and our place within it. So on that note, I'd like to walk you through a brief history of time. So strap in, this might get a little deep. So first it started 13.8 billion years ago in a phenomenon that we still can't fully explain. An infinitely hot and infinitely dense point suddenly burst forth. The term called hyperinflation begins and starts spreading the universe like a balloon through the air. Then all kinds of stuff starts to happen. Atomic nuclei start forming, the first molecules, we have hydrogen, then helium. At some point, matter and antimatter get into a war of annihilation until only matter remains. Once gravity starts to take over, the molecules that make up our bodies begin to take shape. Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. Gravity starts to suck in these newly created molecules, and thermonuclear fusion drives the creation of the first stars. These stars forge even heavier elements in their core, and once they've reached the end of their lifespan, they explode, sending their enriched guts across the universe. So this goes on and on for over 6 billion years. Until about 7 billion years ago, one specific star starts to form. 2 billion years later, matter begins spinning around this star and creating planets. Of these newly formed planets circling this young star, one of them is just minding his own business when all of a sudden another planet comes and smacks into it. All the material from this collision starts spinning around that planet and eventually coalesces into the moon. At some point in time, there's some water and some moderate temperatures, and voila, life begins. It evolves. It gets nearly completely wiped out by five separate extinction events. One of such events caused over 70% of all land species to die off. But life continued to survive. It continued to evolve on that tiny little planet circling that relatively tiny little star in this infinitely vast universe. This is, of course, the story of Earth. So in this entire history of existence, our species has only been here for a micro fraction of time. To give you an idea exactly how long it has taken us to get to this point, imagine if we took a ribbon and stretched it from this point all the way to the back wall. The amount of time that Homo sapiens have been around would not even measure the thickness of this ribbon. And so you might ask yourself, okay, space guy, what's this really about? Well, think about it. It's so mind-blowingly awesome that you are sitting exactly where you are in this exact moment. In 13.8 billion years of time, every single thing had to go absolutely perfectly for you to be alive and aware. Told you this was going to get deep. And if I haven't quite blown your mind yet, let's reduce the scale from the large down to the small. And let's talk a bit about biology. Alana Massey, in her article titled, "Your Existence is an Incredible Miracle of the Universe," talks about the biology of our individual creation. She cites the fact that the average human male will produce approximately 500 billion sperm cells over a lifetime. Only a fraction of those are even viable for life. The average female, on the other hand, has between 1 and 2 million eggs in her lifetime, in which only 400 of those are viable. Then finally, once the egg is fertilized, there's only a 50% chance of that egg surviving to begin an actual pregnancy. So biologically, the odds of your existence are just as remote on the small scale as they are on the large scale. Now let's consider our ancestors for a moment, our Homo sapien ancestors. We now have modern medical technology. But what did they have? They didn't have anything. They were just out roaming the grasslands, eating some mammoths, minding their own business, trying to survive, trying to live a life, trying to raise a family. Childbirth was extremely risky, but the lineage, our lineage, continued. Okay, so let's back up a little bit, back to about the past 100 years or so. Think about how big our planet is and how far the 7 billion people on it are stretched out. What are the chances that two distinct people out of this 7 billion across the vast Earth found each other and created the biological recipe that is you? So you are here right now among friends, colleagues, people you may have met for the first time because of all the totally random and unique events that created all the necessary requirements for you to exist. Let's say you were born 1 year earlier or later, even 4 hours, 30 minutes, 20 seconds, 1 nanosecond earlier. Do you think that you would be sitting here today? Do you think that you would have met all the people you've met throughout your life and had all the experiences that you've had, which help shape who you are? Or would it have been different? A different time, different parents, different circumstances, a different you. Alana Massey summarized it best in her article. She wrote, "That small and seemingly inconsequential life of yours is a miracle. Your very existence is proof that you matter. It doesn't mean that you always have to be grateful all the time or always feel you're special. It just means you belong here. And because everyone that you will ever meet is also a cosmic improbability, treat your encounters with the gentleness and awe that the unlikely meeting of any two miracles on an uncertain journey deserve." Okay, so I hope up to this point I've been able to convince you that you're awesome and that you belong. But why was it necessary to bring you here on a Sunday to tell you that? I wonder if maybe as adults and as we become adults, we get caught up in everyday life, that we lose the reinforcement of being special and awesome. As a relatively new father, I'm constantly reading stories and watching videos that reinforce to my children that they are special and unique. I constantly give them praise so that they will continue to explore their own uniqueness. We need to remember as adults that we are special, and our specialness forms our identity. This identity was created and reinforced from our relationships, our hobbies, our experiences, and our memories. From all the building blocks of existence which I have just detailed here, somewhere in each individual, There are qualities that make you awesome. Not necessarily unique, but just awesome. Recognize it within yourself, believe it within yourself, and continue to bless the world with your awesome existence.
I'd like to tell you about a local organization that specializes in promoting each person's awesomeness. The Crooked River Community Time Bank is a grassroots organization whose members share services. Rather than exchanging money for the services, time credits are earned and spent. Everyone's time and talent is equal. For example, 1 hour of legal advice offered by a member who's a lawyer is equal to 1 hour of grass mowing by another member. When I've invited people to consider joining the time bank, I often hear individuals say, "Oh, I'd love to, but I don't have any talents that would be of value to somebody else." One of the many benefits of the time bank is that it requires self-reflection about your personal strengths and valuable qualities. By engaging in this reflection, you discover that you do indeed have gifts to share with others. Here are some actual examples. Some people share their personal strengths. One advertisement reads, "I'm an extremely organized person. I can help you plan an event." Some time bank members share their interests. One of our church members, in fact, proudly proclaims that she's an expert Sudoku player and she'd love to teach someone the basic moves of the game. Others simply recognize the value of their companionship. "Would you like an exercise buddy? I'd be thrilled to join you walking or swimming." And one of my favorites, a mom offers to make life more playful by helping other moms create a mud kitchen in the backyard for their kids. Each of you should have a blank name tag. If you don't have one, the ushers will give you one if you raise your hand. We'll pass them out. Justin and I would like to invite you to reflect upon your gifts. Consider how you would complete this statement: "I am awesome because." Write your awesome ability or trait on your name tag. Proclaim your awesomeness by starting your declaration with the word "I." For example, I wrote on my name tag, "I courageously try new musical instruments." Justin, why are you awesome? I invite you to take a moment now to complete the statement, "I am awesome because," and then put on your name tag and wear it proudly.
depart with these words from the guru of wisdom, Dr. Seuss. Today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Go forward and share your awesomeness with the world.